Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Beis Omud Aleph. We are in the middle of the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we started, and we'll conclude Simon Tov Kuf Pei Zayin today. We begin on the second line with Sif Beis. The Mechaber tells us, Im Hischil Litzkoa Bebar, if a person started blowing shofar inside the pit, which we discussed yesterday, as long as you're all inside the pit and you're hearing the sound of the shofar, that's perfectly good. But here in this scenario, Va'ala Chutz Lebar, Ugemara, and he leaves the pit in the middle of the shofar blowing and blows the rest of the sounds outside the pit. Yotza. So you're Yotze. The Mishnah is going to point out this is obvious because as long as everybody is hearing the sound of the shofar, why would you think not? So we'll see this in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah, what the Chiddush is. Shekol ma sheshoma bein bifnin bein bebechutz hayakol shofar, because as the Mechaber so correctly and obviously points out, when you heard the sounds inside the pit, they were perfectly good sounds. When you hear them outside the pit, they're perfectly good sounds. So, of course, you're going to be Yotze. And the Ramah adds, Hagah, v'chein osam shayu babar, b'tchila satkiah. And the same thing applies to the people that were inside the bar at the beginning. So when they heard the sounds inside the bar, they certainly were good. And even when they hear the sounds from inside the pit, even though the sounds are being made from outside the pit, they're still hearing the sound of the shofar and not an echo. And the Mishnah Berurah will explain both the Mechaber and the Ramah. So let's go there right now. Sif Katan test. The Mishnah Berurah says, Umayri, we're dealing here, should be Yachad, Hotzi Rosho Vashofar Min HaBor. That he simultaneously took his head and the shofar outside from being in the pit or in the Ma'ara, and he then blew the rest of the kolos when he was outside. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Umilsav de Pshita Hu Deshari. Of course this is good. Why would you think it's not? So what's the Chiddush? Elo Dekor Mashbalon. He wants to tell us, the Lo Chayshinan, we're not concerned to make a gzeir over here that this should not be allowed. Lemigzar dilma opik reshe me'al labor bakati shofar babor. We don't feel any need to make a gzeir here that maybe the one who's blowing the shofar brings his head outside the bar, but the shofar is still inside the bar, and he blows v'toka ve'efshar b'zeh l'shmo kol avara. And maybe, based upon the Gemara, that you'd be hearing the sound of the echo in that situation. So we don't make a gzeir here. That's the chiddush of the Mechaber. If you take the shofar out first, but your head is still inside the bar, so here, do we have to be concerned that maybe you're hearing the sound of an echo and not the sound of the shofar? So this is actually a machlokas. This is totally in a machlokas amongst the poskim. If you're outside versus inside, are you hearing the call of the echo or the sound of the shofar? And we'll explain this more in a moment. So we'll wait till we get there to explain that. Sivkon Yud. Pirish, the Ramah said that your Yotze, if you're inside the bar, even though the sounds of the shofar are coming from outside the bar. So certainly, if you both go outside, everybody's going to be Yotze. If you show me Gvara Tios Bechutz and you hear the rest of the kolos on the outside, of course you're going to be Yotze. The Yotze Gam came in Tamanal. And as we just pointed out, you're certainly going to be Yotze. Shekoma Sheshomo, how you call shofar, because in both cases you heard the sound of the shofar and not an echo. He says, V'yesh Mekilim Bezeh, Afilu Lo Yotzu Klal. And the here the Chiddush is that there are those that are Mekil, even if you didn't go out, you're still inside the pit. You're now hearing from inside the pit the sounds that are being blown outside the pit. And according to this Mekel opinion, which Shaar HaTzion tells us in Os Tezayin is the Bach, the Mogen of Rum, and the Pri Chodosh, that in this situation, lo chayshin l'kol avar, we're not concerned that you're hearing an echo, you're hearing the actual sound. The davko mi bifnim lachutz nishma kol avar. Only if you're blowing on the inside and you're standing on the outside is there a concern of an echo. I will low mi bachutz lifnim, but not if the sound is being blown on the outside and you're in the pit. That's not a concern. That's the Mekel opinion. However, ulamaisa yesh lahachmer. The Mishnah Berurah concludes that we should be machmer, and this is brought down in Os Yud Zayin and Shaar HaTzion in the name of the Matir Ephraim, Mishalo Yotze, that we should be concerned that you weren't Yotze, and in this situation, litko hashenis bli bracha, blow another time without making a bracha, because you misstama you were Yotze, but just in case you're not, you're blowing anyway. Imeno boro, unless you're absolutely certain, lohem shekol shofar shamu, unless you're certain that you didn't hear an echo, you heard the sound of the shofar. Finally, Mishnah Berurah concludes and says, "Atokeh shichni shofar lebar." If somebody puts the shofar inside the bar and blows, v'toka v'hu ba'atzma omed chula b'chutz, he's on the outside. Ha'omdim b'bar yotzuk b'tkiyoso. Those people that are inside are hearing the actual sound of the shofar, and they're definitely yotze. However, the person on the outside himself, the one who's blowing, v'hu atzma lo yotze, he's not in fact yotze because he's hearing the echo. Unless elam kein bar lo shekol shofar shama, unless he's certain that he heard the actual sound of the shofar. Even though if he hears the echo, he's not Yotze, nevertheless, he can still be Yotze, the people inside. However, who chayiv l'shmo kol shofar, since he's obligated, he's considered a mechuyev b'davar, and he can be motzei the other people, even though he himself is not yotzei. And this is what the Shaar HaTzion writes in Sivkot Yud Ches. This is based upon the Prima Gadim there. He says, he's still called a mechuyev b'davar enough that he can be motzei the others, even though he can't be yotzei with this himself. The Dir Shifut number 9 then points out that this is different than somebody who reads the Megillah in a foreign language. So the person who's reading the Megillah doesn't understand it. He's reading it in French and he doesn't understand it. But the people listening understand French and they understand it. So we're going to learn when we get to Hilchos Purim that in that situation, the listeners who understand French aren't Yotze because the person who's saying the Megillah doesn't speak French. And therefore he can't be Yotze. In that situation, it's not Nechshav Kimuchuya Bedover because he can't be Yotze with it. So therefore he can't be Motze other people. Similar to this, he writes in Siman Tov Reish Pei Tes, Sha'odim Shakorias HaMegillah, if somebody goes and reads the Megillah, Veno Shomea Lefish Asosim Esazim, he puts plugs in his ears, so he doesn't hear himself reading the Megillah. Nevertheless, in that situation, he can be Motzi other people, even according to the opinion that says, you must listen to the Megillah, you must be able to hear the Megillah in order to be Yotze. Why is that? So he brings down for Shelos Shuvah Shvus Yaakov, Legabi Odim Kovit Shmia, a person who's hard of hearing. He can hear if he says it very loud, but he only says the Megillah softly. So he can't hear it, but all the audience can hear it. He is not Yotze. But nevertheless, he's considered a Mechuyev B'davar in this situation, and Hashomim Yotzim Dechova, and this is an acceptable way for them to be Yotze. Now we go to Sif Gimel. Hashomea Mikzas Tekiyah. If you hear only part of a single sound, Shalom B'chiyev, that first part that you hear is not when you are obligated to do so, and both the Bir HaGola and you can see this as well in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yud Aleph, Kegon Kodam Amud HaShachar, the first parts of the sound were before the Chiyav takes effect, Ukilakam and Mesim Tov Kuf Pei Ches, as we'll learn over there. So you're hearing part of the sound when you're not obligated to, which is before Amud HaShachar. Let's say Amud HaShachar is at 5 o'clock in the morning. So at 4:59, 58, they start blowing the first 2 seconds of the Tekiyah, and then at 5:00, so then they blow the second half of the Tekiyah. So in this situation, you heard part of it, Shalom B'chiyav, Umiktsasa B'chiyav. So what's the din? So Mishnah Mechaber continues first, and he says, oh, or alternatively, Shama Tolkeya, he's telling somebody who's misasik, somebody's blowing. The Mishnah Berurah explains, as if caught in Yud Beis, for example, L'Islamit, he's practicing, but he's not intending to be Yotzi the Mitzvah. Oh, L'Shem Shir B'Yamo, who he's blowing because he likes the tune. In that situation, you would not be Yotzi if you heard such a misasik, the Lo Yotza. And this we'll learn, because the Kamon in Sim Tov Kuf Pei Tes, Siv Ches. So in these situations where part of it was before the Olos HaShachar and part of it is afterwards, or part of it was done when he was misasek, and then you tell the person, Kavein lo tzieni yidei chovasi, blow the second half and have intent in mind to be yotzi me, the toka umoshach bo kshir tkiyah, and even though he blows the length of a tkiyah, now after the Olos HaShachar, or when he's no longer misasek, but it's one continuous sound from the time that it was when it wasn't good, so the Mechaber concludes, and he says, lo yotze, you're not going to be yotze in this situation. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Gimel, wrote to Lomar, Sheherich Tiyoso Bishvilo, that he extended the Tekiyah, so you actually have enough sound that you heard that was kosher, but it's connected to a sound that was not kosher. So Sivkot Yud Dali, Mishnah says, you're not yotze, Shari Al Koponim, Choser Lo Haskolas Tekiyah, because you didn't hear the beginning of the Tekiyah, even though you heard a long enough sound at the Tekiyah, but part of it was no good. So therefore, even though, let's say it's 10 seconds that you heard, but the first 3 seconds were no good. So even though 7 seconds is more than enough to be yotzei a tekiyah, you're not yotzei. And likewise, the Mishnah says, "Vadin nami im kolat tekiyah haya b'chiyav." If somebody's blowing shofar, he's blowing an absolutely perfectly good sound of shofar from beginning to end. However, you come in elushu nichnas b'yemtza tekiyah. You walk into shul in the middle. They already started blowing the first tekiyah. Oshiyotim b'esaknesis b'yemtza hatekiyah. Or you left the shul in the middle of the tekiyah. You heard 4 seconds. You're yotzei b'shuv lo shama, but you didn't hear the rest of the tekiyah. You didn't hear the conclusion. So the Mishnah Berurah says in this situation as well, lo yotza, you're not yotzei. Afapi shayor shir tekiyah b'meshuv shama. Even though you heard 10 seconds, you heard enough of a tekiyah, but the whole tekiyah was 14 seconds, so you didn't hear part of it. You're not yotzei. You're considered ukiman deshama chatzi shir tekiyah dami. You're like a person that only heard part of the tekiyah. The issue foot number 9 brings down an interesting analogy where the din is somewhat different by the hazos of the parah duma that have to be keneged pesach hahechol versus the din here ayin and the issue foot number 9 for this comparison. Now we continue. The mechaber writes there is a more lenient opinion v'yesh omrim that in fact shiyotza iikar shir tekiyah b'chiv, as long as you heard a tekiyah that was the shear of the tekiyah, the fact that you didn't hear the entire sounds that were made doesn't ruin it for you. Mishnah Berurah Tziv Kohen Tezvav explains, Usvar Rishona Iker, we passing like the Svar Rishona, which the Sharetzi and Oschafal tells us is the Mogen Avraham in the name of other Poskim, and also the Vilna Gaon, and that is the Iker, the Tzorech Lachzavul Iskod. We say you're not Yotze, and you have to go and listen to the shofar blowing again, if you can, Vafal B'Kain, but even though we say that you're not Yotze, Lo Yivarach Lov, because there is an opinion that says you are Yotze, so Sofik Brochus Lahokel, but the Sofik of the Maisa, since it's a Daraisa, you have to go and listen again. The Sofik Brachos lahakel, as I just said, the yosetov sheyishama habracha miyacher shel yotze dayin. But since you really may not be yotze, if somebody else is making the bracha, that would be preferable to be listening to them. Imanushach, if you're obligated because you weren't yotze, so then you answer amen and you were yotze. And if you had in fact been yotze, so you're just answering amen to a bracha. There's no downside to doing it that way. In fact, that's a general etza. Whenever somebody's mesupik, did he or did he not have to make a bracha, should try to go and listen to somebody else who is obligated to make the bracha and answer amen. And again, imanushach, you're yotze if you were not Yotzi previously, and worse comes to worse, all you did was answer Amen to a bracha. It's a wonderful, beautiful zuchus to have. The Ramah now concludes this simon, and he says, same din applies. If you heard the first part, let's say, as an echo, so you're not Yotzi. You don't show your tokea bar. The person blowing the shofar was in the bar. And you're outside, so you only hear an echo. And then, and in the middle of that blowing, the person comes out of the pit. So now you're hearing the full sound of the shofar. So he brings down the name of the Torah, that this is the same halacha, that you're not yotze according to the machmir opinion, and you should listen to the shofar again. Mishbur explains the Sifkot and Tezayin. What the Ramah is telling us here is, Hatokeya, the one who blows the shofar, was inside the pit, Vishlima Svasabor, and then he came out outside of the pit and finished off the sound. And the people on the outside only heard the end part of the blowing. The palgo kamahi so tkiya psula, because the first part was an echo and it wasn't yotze. And even though they now heard 4 seconds, 6 seconds, whatever the shear that you're holding by is for that shofar, you actually heard that outside the bar. Totally understand this. And now, this is totally on the two opinions. The Machmir opinion that says you're not Yotze, and the Womeka opinion said that you are Yotze beforehand. So the same thing applies here. And the same thing would apply, same exact machlokas applies, if the first part that you heard was good, and it was only the second part that wasn't good. For example, could go and show you imatoke babar. Originally, you were inside the cave or the pit with the person blowing the shofar, and you heard the first 4 seconds, so you're Yotze if that would be all that it was. But then, in the middle, and he keeps on blowing, and now you're only hearing an echo. So in this situation also, the same machlokus applies, and we go like the more machmir position, nami lo yotza. Because you have to hear a kosher shofar blowing from the beginning of the sound to the end of the sound. That's why I always tell the person blowing shofar that you're better off sometimes not blowing a 20-second tekiah gedola, because there's no extra sound that you have to make with the tekiah gedola. But sometimes they want to demonstrate they're making a tekiah gedola. But there's no sheer difference between a regular tekiah and a tekiah gedola. And sometimes, because they're blowing this long sound, there are parts of it that may not come out clearly, and then they keep on blowing, and it can actually lead to a suffix whether that was a good tekiah. So sometimes more is not better. Finally, the Mishnah concludes and says, "V'kosu achronim." The Yizaru, the achronim say that one should be very careful. This is brought down, you see in the Sharetzi on Oschav Dalet, the Morgan Avraham, and then the Maril. Again, many Minog Ashkenaz are from the Maril. See, the Mishnah Berurah says one should be very careful. Kol Am, everybody. Shalol Hotzi Kicham V'Niyam B'Shas Tkia. One should be careful not to expectorate and blow their noses and cough during the blowing of the shofar. Kidei Shiyishmo Kol Akolus B'Tchilos V'Yatzofen. So you can hear the entire shofar blowing. Because if you miss part of the sound, we just said you're running into a big suffix that you may not be Yotze. And therefore he says as well, don't bring the little kids into the shul that can't sit still and are going to cry and make noise because you think you're doing a wonderful chinuch thing, but you're actually making everybody not be yotze. But Gan came in times there, based upon this as well, better to sit in the women's section with their mothers rather than being in the men's section. We want to be mechanic, the young children, to go and hear the shofar, but if they're going to disturb, so the women technically aren't obligated. And therefore, if there's going to be a disturbance, it's better that they disturb the women who aren't mechuyavos in this rather than disturbing the men that are mechuyav. And if they don't hear it, the men are negating doing a mitzvah saseh. Whereas the women, okay, so they didn't do a mitzvah saseh, but they're not negating anything. Finally, Mishnah Berurah concludes, however, near the Ketanim, but if the children are old enough, then they should sit next to their father and be taught to listen to the shofar blast. Then you should bring your younger children. Again, we'll talk about at what age is appropriate. We'll see this in Dershu Foot number 12. The Ayim Alem, but you should tell your children to put the fear of God into them. She is Ruha Tekios, that they should listen to the shofar. You know, you can ask questions later on, and not disturb the entire congregation. Dishah footnote number 11 tells us you shouldn't snort, you shouldn't make all sorts of sounds during the shofar blowing, because not only are you disturbing yourself, it may not be Yotzi, but you're also disturbing other people, and they're not going to be able to Yotzi. You have to hear the entire sound, Yesh Shmo Metchiloso V'yat Sofa. And then he says, V'din Zehu Mechasha Sharash Ose B'shah, the whole concern here is that you don't hear the sound properly. However, if you do hear the sound properly and somebody coughed, then it's not a concern, because we do say trei koli mishtamoy. You can hear two sounds at the same time. So if somebody unfortunately coughed, somebody moved a chair, somebody did some noise, they banged, a child spoke or cried, so as long as you heard the shofar, you are in fact yotzei. He points out from Nissen Karlitz that's how. Even if it's something where we normally don't say that you can hear two voices, trei koli mishtamoi, we say in that situation, like by Kiddush, trei koli lo mishtamoi. So then in that situation, where you normally would not be yotze, if it's a child crying during Kiddush, so you still can be yotze. We wouldn't let two people make Kiddush at the same time, because you can get mixed up. You hear half the Kiddush from man number one, half the Kiddush from man number two, so that's not a good idea. But if it's a man saying Kiddush and a child is crying, so then we can distinguish between the two sounds. Finally, Deir Shifu number 12 talks about, the beginning paragraph talks about the age for a child. It's obviously going to be totally on each child. Then he has a whole discussion. Normally we say that it's by the time you can do the physical activity. So even a one-day-old baby can hear. So he says, no, it has to be more than that. You have to be of the understanding, not to just hear the sound. A one-year-old can say, yeah, I hear that sound. They've been disturbed by the sound, but they don't have any clue as to what's going on. So the child has to be old enough to understand that the mitzvah of blowing shofar is a mitzvah. The sound that you're hearing is a mitzvah. So to listen to, that is the age of chinuch. Finally, concludes this footnote with whether a woman could be blowing the shofar and to be yotzi a child. It brings down for Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, she'ein hi yechol lelotzio. No, since she's not obligated, again, many women have accepted upon themselves the custom of being yotzi with the mitzvah of listening to the shofar, but since they're not obligated, they can't even be motzi a child alst chinuch. However, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was a big proponent of having his daughters go and listen to the shofar. It wasn't that he was against women from hearing the shofar. He was, in fact, in favor, and he taught his children to shake lulav and to go listen to the shofar blowing, and he bought even for them aravos, it says, on Hoshana Rabbah. So he certainly was in favor of them doing these mitzvahs, but because they weren't mechuyavos in them, they can't be motzi a person, even alst chinuch. With that, we conclude Simen Tov Kuf Pei Zayin and today's shir.